That's right. It's time for This Day in History, where we look back, we sift through the sands of time, find out a little bit about what happened on this day. Today, of course, being August 12th, what happened on this day in history? In August 12th, in 30 BC, Cleopatra, the very famous female Egyptian pharaoh, committed suicide on this day. Her lover, Mark Antony, the very famous love story between the pair of them, of course, after losing the Battle of Actium, he killed himself, and Cleopatra followed suit, according to tradition, killing herself by coaxing a poisonous snake or asp to bite her. On this day in 1099, August 12th saw the Battle of Ascalon, where crusaders under the command of Godfrey of Bouillon defeated Fatimid forces led by Al-Afdan Shahanishan in what is considered to be the last engagement of the First Crusade. In 1765, the Treaty of Allahabad is signed. The treaty marked the political and constitutional involvement and the beginning of company rule in India. That happened on this day, August 12th. On August 12th in 1869, the self-proclaimed Emperor Norton of the United States of America and Protector of Mexico issued an edict abolishing the Democratic and Republican parties in the United States. Honestly, not a terrible idea, not a bad idea, but they didn't follow through on that one, obviously. In 1883, the very last Quagga died in captivity in Amsterdam, Netherlands. The Quagga, if you've never heard the name, was a kind of zebra, obviously now extinct, that only had brown and white stripes on the front of its body, while the rest of it was patterned more like a horse. It was hunted to near extinction by Dutch settlers in South Africa, and breeding programs in captivity never succeeded. Only one was actually ever photographed alive. On August 12th in 1952, it was the night of the murdered poets. 13 prominent Jewish intellectuals were executed by the Soviet Union in Moscow, Russia, after being falsely accused of espionage and treason, amongst other crimes, then tortured and isolated for 3 years before being formally charged. And finally, on this day in 1990, on something of a lighter note, on August 12th, Sue, the largest and most complete Tyrannosaurus Rex skeleton found to date, was discovered by Sue Hendrickson in South Dakota. Also looking at some famous birthdays today, Erwin Schrödinger, the Nobel Prize-winning physicist, probably most famous for his Schrödinger's cat thought experiment. He was born on this day in 1887, passed away in 1961, and I don't know what the situation was like at his funeral, but I feel like kind of if it was a closed casket, there would have been a lot of people sort of nudging each other, standing around going, but is he really dead? Like, he's in a closed box. Can we be sure? Are we sure he's really dead, or maybe he's alive in there? I don't know. Buck Owens, the American country musician who pioneered what came to be known as the Bakersfield sound. He was born on this day in 1929. Pete Sampras, the tennis player, is 44 today. Happy birthday, Pete. Cara Delevingne, the model and actress, she's turning 23 today. I'm not sure how old that makes her in model years, if she's going to be put out to pasture shortly, but happy birthday, Cara. Enjoy it while you can. Roy Hay, the English guitarist, keyboard player and composer for Culture Club, he's turning 54 today. And finally today, well, we're hearing a little bit of this one. About any trumpet playing band. It ain't what they call rock and roll. And the Sultans, yeah, the Sultans that play Creole. That one's going out to Mark Knopfler. Knopfler, best known as the lead guitarist, singer and songwriter for Dire Straits, which he co-founded with his younger brother David in 1977. He's been ranked 27th on Rolling Stones magazine's list of 100 greatest guitarists of all time. And he's still plugging away at the music business with a solo career these days. His eighth solo album, Tracker, came out a little bit earlier this year, but this one is a classic one from him and Dire Straits. Sultans of Swim, taking us out on this day in history, the 2SER 107.3.